say. But the screen's black.
Oh.
Function, I think. Again, it cycles through being on just the laptop. And then press again, and that's both of them. So now it's like that, you shouldn't have to do the function like that again, you should just do it like that.
Mike, you start your complex stuff.
Right, okay. This is second of meeting, and I might be a bit all over the place. Right, our agenda for today. Do you want us to give you a second?
No, that's okay.
Okay. I'll go over what was planned last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We decided upon a universal control, one handset for all TV, video.
Correct.
That it was important that the product was accessible to a wide range of consumers, wide age range, not limiting anyone. We decided it was important to reflect the company's image in our product, if it's fashion and electronics, you know. That kind of thing. Our budget would have to affect, try not to reflect our budget, that we might have a bit of, you can see it. Okay. dissonance between what our budget was and what we want it to look like. We want it to look unflattered, undaunting to the customer. We discussed a flip open design, reducing the size of the control and an electronic panel for further features like programming, things like that. Okay. Three presentations I've got written here, so shall we hear from marketing first?
Is it okay if I'm just going naturally or just want to get access to a little bit more information?
No, that's fine, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, I'll go first. Nice.
FM option.
The working design, presented by me, the industrial design extraordinaire. Okay, this is where I want to get married for the PowerPoint. So. What the first thing, question I asked was, what are we trying to design? A device which basically just sends the signal to the TV to change the state, whether that be the power or the channel, or the volume, everything is just some sort of signal to change the state of TV or other appliances sending a signal to. So I decided I'd have a look at what other people have designed and try and take some inspiration from that. But although we will want to be taking ideas from other people, we want to make sure that our design stands out, and I thought that was something that, well, that wasn't really my area because I'm dealing with the inside, really. Yeah, I ran out of time, so I think it was fun as the last one. I found out that most controls use some form of infrared to send signals to the TV, presumably because of the cost issue of something like sending where you use wireless, and you don't need to send very much information. Most of them are powered by some form of battery. Now, R1, I'm not sure whether we want to look at the size issue because most of them are powered by AAA batteries, but those can be quite bulky. So I didn't know if you wanted to look at something else, so we could trim down the size. What
can I interject to ask a question?
Yes,
sure. You said the AAA batteries are small, but
No. If you look at mainstream remote controls, they're quite chunky, and that's because of the size of the batteries. They have to be obviously a certain size to fit those batteries in. Yeah, you can get the sort of circular round ones, but I'm just wondering about the power consumption and how much you need to send the battery across. And which leads sort of on to the next point about them being small and easy to carry around. Now the ones at the moment are small, but I was just wondering if we could look at something a bit smaller. Now the main components I came up with were obviously the power source for the batteries, because otherwise it's not going to work. As I said about which batteries we're going to choose, we can discuss that later. And then you obviously need something to decode the information that you're putting in from the controller and to turn it into an infrared signal, which we're going to use to send the information. Now these have a wireless range up to about 5 meters, which is sort of suitable for anyone who's watching a TV unless they're in the cinema, which not most people do, so as we're applying for most audience that should be fun. And then I was just had a quick look at the external sign, but I left that mostly to the interface designer. And so this is what I had as the basic idea of what we want to do. It's not a proper circuit. I'm not sure if it will work or not. I'm not even confident that it's the real way you wire it. But anyway, we've just got the power going to the infrared bulb, the chip, and the UI interface. Which would basically, when you press anything, the chip would convert it into some form of IR data, which could be decoded by the TV receiver, which obviously means that we're going to have to conform to whatever form of communication that the TVs are already using, and since that's another reason to use infrared, because that's what all the TVs are using. And then finally, we want the thing to be available to a wide audience at a low cost. So all the components that I've put forward are low in cost, so that should be good. It should be different enough from the alternative products to get good consumer bases. We were talking about it before. And also just something that I was thinking about, because they're small, they're also easy to lose, so if we could look into some way of, I don't know, some anti going down the side of the sofa thing that you could have, that was just sort of a general point there.
That's a very important point. It came up in a market research finding, too, so I can refer to that.
Alright, okay. And yeah, that's what I came up with there.
Okay, thank you very much. Would you like to continue
on from
there?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Maybe move
back.
But basically, minor part was like whatever brainstorming we did in the last meeting, just to put all the valuable points and started everything on that. And there might be some missing loops in this thing, which I think will take a feedback from the marketing, because I haven't had some marketing data, and basically every product is market driven. So purpose, as William already said, I would put it to simplify the interaction with TV, to make it as simple as possible. And to summarize, I would say it should be user-friendly, by being easy to use, rather than having a lot of complex buttons, because you can have an engineering driven, maybe having 100 buttons, and maybe having a remote control which has the main features, like volume control or channel, changing the channel or whatever. But we are to make it unique, so that people want to buy, will punch in these two features together. So what the concept is to have a flip-top model. The main functions, such as which are like often used, will be on the top, and the complex functions, which say you can say like the young generation or trendy generation want to put, say program their favorite channels or whatever, can be put in the middle part of the flip-top. So it's like it could be accessed by a wider range of audience, and we can punch in new features such as added features such as shock put body. And maybe a design to appeal to a lot of people. Findings, most people prefer user-friendly rather than complex remote controls. Because there are times like people have used a remote control for say a year or something, and they have not used maybe 30 to 40% of the buttons. So it's not of no use of trying to put in those things in, on the top of the remote control and try to confuse the user. As we saw, we have to make a prompt also. So we can maybe go for an economic for higher production, like 50 million, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that, I think we'll be able to achieve economies of scale also. So we can give it, add more features and make it less costly. That's, so this is, if you ask me personally, I would make a flip top with a trendy design, and maybe we should look at also like the buttons, whether they are like soft or little hard, because the lines of the buttons tend to be a bit hard after continuous usage. So in overall, a simple and user-friendly design. Any comments? Yeah.
I think we'll chat about it at the end.
Okay.
So anyone wants to write something down? General use of the remote control, because you have 100 subjects there. Our findings, lots of findings, I've just summarized some of them here. The overall thing, which I've got at the top there in italics, is that users dislike the look and feel of current remote controls that has obvious design implications there. We found that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly. 80% want to spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. We were quite surprised by that finding, but that's quite a high proportion of our international target group are prepared to spend more money for something that's a bit nicer looking. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behaviour of the user overall. For example, you can see the 75% of users exactly on that. We've got your kind of some back in the so far channel offering, so like in those power implications there. 50% of users only use 10% of the buttons, so again a big design issue there. And possibly we can also cut back on the cost if we don't have so many functions actually on the remote control. The biggest frustration that people find with regard to personal preferences were something that you mentioned earlier. Remote controls are often more stimulating for sleeping than the back of the sofa type of thing. 50% of people are particularly frustrated by that. 34% of people take that they take too much time to learn to use. And I think that ties in with the previous finding of people only using 10% of the buttons. They just can't be bothered to learn about the other functions. Slightly more than a quarter of people said it was bad for cognitive strain injury. You know, there's small movements of remote control for leaving the shoulder and elbow problems. The vast majority of the 35 and under age group relied on crystal display and speech recognition. Again, that was carried, I think, in when they lost the actual remote control and their speech recognition. Something we didn't put to it, which I'm thinking of now, is even if perhaps the loss of control can give off a bleep every now and again, so we find it, or a flashing light, possibly. That trend reverses in the older age groups. The 35s and unders who like those two features, that kind of evens out 35 to 45, and in the older age group it kind of reverses, they're not so bothered with this. I had marvelous tables and things that I could show you, but I think I'll just keep it simple. If there's any more information, I can email you.
Right, we have new project requirements. We're not going to be using teletext. Apparently, consumers consider outdated with the internet now. Our control is only going to be for TV, it's not going to be a combined control, which limits, you know, all of the different things that it limits the cost for us, but it also makes it easier to understand for the
consumer.
Not video
remote control.
Says for TV only, so looks like it's just, yeah. I think maybe Sky, things like that might be incorporated into it, but I don't know, what do you think? It just said for TV only. I mean, general TV controls.
Yeah.
Do you do video as well?
I do, well, I think
it's... Well, it looks like you get combined TV and video, so...
Yeah, if you've got a Sky box, one of those Sky Plus boxes now, you can record straight off the TV so onto like the TV hard drive.
I think we've seen it, it's still got play and stop functions and programming.
Yeah.
Anything over there on the market research or something, like regarding whether people want a combined program?
We didn't even look into that, but remember we found that finding that most people only use about 10% of the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those did tend to be basic channel hopping things or coming off of the video, fast forwarding, so on. And I think it's a general knowledge that people do find programming
that
video at the night. So I don't know if that's something
we need to do. Just as an idea on the speech recognition thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably be quite expensive to incorporate an entire speech recognition thing. We're not that great.
Yeah, I just called up that table there.
Right.
We asked those two questions. The table relates to both questions in terms of differentiating. Would you prefer an LCD screen that's multifunction mode? And would you pay more for speech recognition and remote control? So you can see how the yes, no sort of varies across the age group. A substantial number of don't know than the other age group. I think that's just general fear of new technology.
Yeah.
But on that again, I just thought, because you can get those key things like a whistle, and it'll let off a loud noise to let you know where it is. So I thought that could be fine.
We do have a budget limitation that we can't control ourselves, so I think when we can take a cheaper option, which still does the same kind of thing, because it is something, it needs to be the thing that you use to find it needs to be something that you don't lose. So you were saying whistling. Maybe on the TV you could put like a pack on the TV or something so you can't see the remote. You go and press the button on top of the TV and it beeps. And you're like, oh, okay, it's over there. Something like that. But that sounds a lot cheaper too. The third thing was that we have to make sure the corporate image is very much incorporated into the handset. So we want the logo, we want fashionable, trendy. I mean, what you were talking about with marketing, people paying more for it to look good. We need to focus on that as well.
Are we talking about a single model or maybe 5-6 design models?
Yeah, you could have a number of different designs. I mean, inside they'd be essentially exactly the same.
Just the features could be same in the body complex.
Yeah.
Side, okay?
Yeah.
What about, you were talking about the buttons.
Yeah.
The controls that are coming in now have kind of big rubber buttons, not tiny little ones, big rubber. But what about, I mean, because we've got to make it original, what about the touch screen computers? It's like a little panel that you touch rather than a button, which shouldn't wear out as much either. I'm not sure.
Well, no, you wouldn't have, you don't actually.
You don't have to press it, you just have to put your thumb onto it.
Yeah.
I think that might appeal. Thinking kind of Japan, thinking young, office people, trendy, kind of thing. But quite easily labeled so that anyone can, like, oh yeah, that's obvious what that's for, and it's not daunting to maybe the older generations.
But also ergonomics, as we're saying, with different designs, ergonomics. There's sort of physically different things because if you've ever seen the Xbox, they had to make two different size controllers because people in Japan wouldn't buy it because the controller was physically too big because they're cut just generally. Japanese people have smaller hands and they can go around the controller, which is so if you, I don't know what, because you obviously you can have bigger buttons.
Medical isolated tooling, you could do the risk for repetitive use, they use. Maybe that screen could be a better option for them.
So
you're dividing designs based on not only segment, age groups, you're dividing it according to the countries also, the market. Maybe for US and all, you can have a slightly bigger remote. And in Japan, only you need to have small.
I think we have to design one product and then the company can take it wherever they want to, and in the sense that they can make it smaller or they can make it bigger or they can change features slightly.
The internal engineering design is going to be the same.
It's going to be the same, so we need to focus on just one thing and not get rolled down in lots of different possibilities.
I was just thinking about how you could combat that, because without doing something, maybe you have to move your arm around to change the channel.
Or speech recognition.
Yeah, speech recognition.
Which is extremely expensive. I think that's the only way that you you can avoid that kind of issue.
Do we have to initially, you know, looking at the findings here, focus on a younger age group initially and then broaden out the market later? Do we really have to go for everyone right away?
Yeah. We could focus on the biggest market.
Yeah.
Say people between age 20 to 25 are the biggest market.
When we throw up our ideas, we're automatically talking about business people, young people, training.
We are. We're talking about the type of company that we're working for as well. They want it to be fashionable. They want it to be trendy, and you wouldn't automatically assume associate that with the older generations. Now, with the baby boomers, the older generations are actually larger, they have a greater population than us young people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're focusing on that. I think we are focusing on a sort of mid-range business kind of class type of people.
I'm just thinking opportunities too, but when it does get to the sort of world scale marketing stage, you want to, you know, the waistline up be confident and you know, focus on where the idea will be taken up versus more strongly to be taken up versus already in purchasing powers coming from the
company. Okay, so the remote control functions. We've got the TV, we've got video. Now there's, I can't remember what it's called, the little code at the end of program details.
Video Plus.
Yes. We could use that as an alternative to programming in times, things like that.
Yeah.
Is that, I always found that really easy when I discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got your general record anyway, so if you, there's a program on you want to put record on, that's fine. But if you do want to tape something in 2 days' time, you're not sure if you're going to, you put the number in, and it's just a number. It's not a date, it's not time, it's not channel, it's not when it finishes, it's not anything like that,
yeah.
It's just a number.
And you wouldn't need a whole host of extra buttons, so you just need one, because you've already got
the numbers. You've already got the numbers for typing in.
I'm not going to use that, which makes sense.
It is after, if you look in the newspaper, TV guide, or any TV guide, there's a 5-6 digit number afterwards, and that's never you put in. And it's recorded that it's going to be on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on the 17th, things like that. So you don't have to worry about dates and you don't have to worry about times. And it has been around.
It's
for a long time.
Been around for a long time. It's just it's not very well advertised.
No, it's not. I think if awareness was kind of at the forefront by then.
So if you've got something like Sky, you can just click on it. You can just press the button on the program once, and it will record that program.
Mm-hmm.
When it's on, and you press it on it twice, and it will record the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, but just have that function would be really good.
Can I just run this past you while it occurs to me? I don't think I'm really jump from one subject to another. But just discussing the different age groups, targeting different age groups, it occurs to me, we already produce our own mobile phones. That's kind of what led us on to comparing TV remote controls with the design features. Chain companies like Carphone Warehouse, you can pop in any time in the phone that you've bought for them if you've got any problems with it, and they'll fix it within the company, and you can use them telephone. Is it worthwhile with this hour having a similar kind of service, so that if older readers were to type requirements, if they know they can just pop into one of our high street outlets, you know, which one is that I press for this? It's a free aspect of the service, but that might make it more attractive to them.
But the only problem is that with a mobile phone, you sign for a contract. So they, the companies who you deal with have actually, they've got an obligation to help you out. And also, I mean, it's fair enough to have some sort of help service, but I'm not sure how much the cost would be.
Yeah. The functionality of it, in the sense that you're sitting there, you're pressing this button and your TV's not doing it.
Alright.
Taking your TV and your controller and saying, look, this is what I'm doing, it's not working, what should I do?
If it was something as simple as you couldn't change the channel, but I mean, for if there are any more, or it would be absolutely definite, it's only going to be for TV and video.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I
mean, instruction books.
But I mean, there's customer service. There will be a customer service number thing that you can phone up and speak to. And that way there's no call out charge, there's no extra person has to walk to a shop on the high street.
I think that's too much of an effort for a person to, for a phone maybe he might walk down the street there. But for a remote, he will just report the manual.
Well, the whole function,
yeah,
focusing
be.
On that.
But we should focus on making the manual as user friendly as possible, because a lot of them are just kind of writing lots and lots of pages.
People
are
reading them.
It does, you just put it in the drawer until
yeah.
something goes wrong and then you try and search through it. So that should be something to think about. What other functions need? I'm not sure if we need a design decision now, but we should think about, because you've got the dilemma between, oh, batteries, that's what I was thinking about. What about phone batteries? What kind of batteries are
there? They're specially made for the mobile phones, but they come with a charger. I mean, you could find a charger.
Well, they last quite a long time.
Mm.
And if you had, when you, the thing that you get with mobile headphones,
yeah.
you sit it in its charger when you're not using it or
yeah.
at night or something, but it doesn't really matter because it never really runs out because it lasts a long time once
yeah.
it is charged. Something like that should reduce
yeah, the size of it. Yeah, if you had one of those, just coming back to your other point about pressing the button and saying it's a blink and then it would
Yeah, it could be on that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the concept of rechargeable something?
Yeah, some sort of docking safety now.
Rechargeable with electricity. So the rechargeable should be your...
Yeah, that would be fine. And also that would mean they wouldn't go out and buy that to do it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
which is cheaper and
yeah.
as well. The shape got trendy. I don't want a big box with lots of things. You don't want a kind of sort of little thing either,
mm-hmm.
because then you have got the repetitive change, no matter how much you try and make it simple.
So many are not controls, they're absolutely identical. These very round things with the same colour on, but crammed in on the surface. We definitely, an obvious thing, very simple thing to get out of these square and rectangles. We don't want them.
Okay, so we've got flip screen.
I was thinking of a design which Nokia came up with almost 6 or 7 years back. Basically, they have a flat thumb. It looks like a box,
yeah.
like a chocolate. That's very strange because your thumb is slightly up. So they came up with something like this, curved up. So here, and you don't have to, you know, bend your thumb too much. So it's like a, you can say, a banana shape kind of thing, curved up
yeah.
at the boat.
Okay.
So what happens is you don't have to press your thumb too down. So it's already curved up, so
your
thumb doesn't.
Into your hand
yeah.
anyway.
So we can have a, like, you know, mold it according to your,
yeah.
the way you hold it. It's kind of semicircular in the bottom, something like that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say exactly semicircular. But
can
yeah.
you look into the company logo, things that are associated with the company, in view to try and incorporate that into the design of the product?
Could
be. I mean. For example, if it was a C or something like that, you could have it in a big C shape that opens up kind of like a shell
mm-hmm.
or something. Something along those lines to be able to incorporate it quite obviously into the design while also making it quite different from anything else it's there.
Maybe looking back up. What we were talking is to make it more. Rather than like C-shaped, logo could become, means you could put a logo in the corner of the model rather than, you know, trying to make it like a C-shape or whatever.
Well, we need to think about how it is going to look different.
I think that's a really attractive idea. I've come across anything like that before. If it kind of, yeah, and that opens out into your flip top.
Yeah.
But it's nice to help you make it lightly plastic, nice to hold in the palm of the hand. And just because you're having to actually insert in between the two colours, that's going to care of some of the strain that you're trying to prevent all of that. I think it's a really nice idea.
Yeah,
and plus, you can get, even though we're using plastic, you can still, I'm thinking of a design you can get in plastic. You can do a nice cold shell or scarlet shell.
or you could do different, like you get with mobile phones, different flashes.
Mm.
You could have different kind of casings.
Yeah.
So you could have like psychedelic ones for younger people and sleek ones.
Less chance of it being melted. It's not like a chocolate running with an extra filling in itself.
Yeah.
People might have to put it on their mantle because it feels attractive enough. But if they're foreign and they're not going to use it as much, it would be a nice to handle.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe we could come up with some safe parts design and then choose whichever of these things.
Yes.
Like, that could be the most common if you come up with 5 or 6 things.
Right, I think we have to write it out.
Can I just quickly
forward
a new project comment so that I haven't missed anything? There's no teletext, only for TV and by application video.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate image should be incorporated in their own control. Something about Video Plus.
That was in cutting down the number, that was kind of set up, cutting down the number of functions,
right.
Making it simpler. So instead of having lots of can I take the place of having a button to press the date and having a button to press the channel and things like that?
So it's
kind
of doing
it could
the programming feature.
It, yes, it could be an advertisement feature rather than a design feature. You know, draw attention to that, and it also paints lip service in the construction manual because it's very simple. So putting it down in words should be helpful.
And recharging the battery.
Yeah.
Is there anything else there? Project requirements.
Yeah.
We've got the buttons, but I think we'll work through that with the design of it.
Mm. That's not at the moment a requirement, it's something we're looking at.
Yes.
So we can learn to market research at some point.
And we've talked about there being an alarm or something, a beeping, for being lost.
Right.
Learning how to use it should be as simple as possible. But there aren't going to be that many functions incorporated into it, so it should be fine. And then add the instruction manual. I don't know if we deal with that. I think I'm different from what's out there.
Yeah.
I think that's us.
What would you think of like marketing to account for the next meeting? Or should I just put generally with all these things?
I think you might get guidance, but instruction manuals. It's supposed to be a demonized thing. There, everyone's got like a big pile of them, but no one really uses them. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.